Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We were just asking about what are those red flags that a player or a team can do. And somebody said from the 713, cryptic social media posts, just say it with your chest. Fair to some degree.
Future, like, tweeting future lyrics.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing. Sometimes Watson. Just this is what I was listening to, but also other times you saying something.
Yeah.
You trying to say something here. Somebody said, if someone steals coffee from the gas station, fair.
Hey. Yeah.
Who could that possibly be
about?
It
was a gentleman's agreement.
Players-only meetings or changing play-calling duties.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, we know exactly what time it is when y'all have to resort to, hey, we just going to meet together. We going to try and get on the same page.
I give them the play calls.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right.
My favorite is, like, when you really know they're going bad, where it's like, I'll give up play calls, and then a couple of weeks, now I'm going to take back play calling duties. Now, actually, I'm going to give them. It's like, oh, you
100%.
You have no answers. There are zero answers.
Salute to Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien. I think Mike McCarthy's pulled that one, too, back up at Green Bay. Yeah, there's a lot of those that go around. All right, we go around the NFL now. Thursday Night Football. Actually, before I get to Thursday Night Football, let me get to something that's way more important here locally. Are you familiar with a man named Joquavius Marks?
Do we know him as Woody?
You might know him as Woody Marks. This gentleman has earned the NFL Rookie of the Week honors for this week after that one, the one that made John Harris make that noise. Indeed. In fact, shout out to John Harris, because doesn't he seem so not
before everybody?
But yeah, he had the vision. He was like, oh yeah, this is going to be a Rookie of the Week type player. This is going to be
Rookie of the Week type player.
100%. In fact, I'm saying his whole government. I don't know if he likes that, because some people, they go by their nickname because they don't necessarily going by their first name. But shout out to Woody Marks, Rookie of the Week. Clearly deserved it. He looked like he had all the juice in the world.
He absolutely deserved it, and expect some more based on some of the things we've heard.
In fact, I'm interested in seeing how it looks against this Ravens team, especially. They haven't been great stopping the run, and Roquan is out as well. At linebacker, could be a nice follow-up performance for him to really make some hay. I know that in a lot of fantasy leagues, not the fantasy dictates much, he got snapped up immediately. Like, he was the most added player, and for good reason. I think he had something like, well, depending on your scoring, he was scoring in the 20s.
25 and a half points. Yeah. Why do I know that? Because I had him on the bench last week. That's why. Oh, yay. Man. Yay me.
Sucks to suck.
But did you win, though?
I did not. I would have won if I started him. I would have.
Sounds like you don't believe in one.
I do now. He's in the lineup.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. I hope that works out well for you. Something that I feel pretty confident won't work out well for the San Francisco 49ers is the injury report that they have, as they're taking on the Los Angeles Rams tonight on Thursday Night Football, 7:15 local time, God's time. Rams, 8.5-point favorites in this. And you might ask, why is that? Oh. Well, let me tell you who is missing for the San Francisco 49ers. You remember Brock Purdy, their quarterback? He's not playing. So get used to seeing some McCorkle Jones, some Mac Jones. Michael McCorkle Jones is going to be starting. How about Ricky Pearsall, nice second-year player that they have at wide receiver, who's really been beneficial for you? He's out. Juwan Jennings, who has been pretty good for them, he's out. Like, I just wonder, who do they have?
It's worth wondering that. At this point, Mac Jones, baby, that's who they have.
Mac Jones, and throwing to who also? Because like a couple of their really good wide receivers are out, and I think really the big thing that will happen is this should be a feast for the defensive line of the Los Angeles Rams. That offensive line for the Niners has not been good outside of Trent Williams, and Mac Jones does not do a good job of mitigating pressure. Like, he is one of those guys that if there's pressure, it seems like it's magnified because he's in there. This one might be a lot more ugly than it should be otherwise. Although it's not like the Rams are without or aren't without their own injuries. It's the car crash where it's going to happen. Rob Habenstein, one of their offensive linemen, will be out. And Tyler Higbee, a big-time tight end for them. We've seen, obviously, Higbee and how he can be beneficial for
Matt Stafford and Puka playing?
Those guys are playing.
Well, then it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Puka has been incredible. 50 targets, 40-something catches, and it 42 just...
42 catches.
It's so very good. And that's before you even get to the Devontae Adams of it all. Yeah, that one should... They should win running away, although Thursday Night Football can often be very odd, so I think that we'll keep an eye on that one. Happy trails to one Xavien Howard. He up and retired. After,
as he should have. That brother was getting roasted, man.
He was getting roasted this past weekend.
The game spoke to him, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that
Who was that?
Vontae Davis. Yeah. Who just at half was it? He was with the Colts then too.
Yeah, he was with the Colts.
He was with the Bills.
It was the Bills.
He retired halftime of the preseason.
Nah, man, I'm done.
Game ain't in me no more. That's what it seems like it was for Xavien Howard, who didn't play at all last year. Remember, like, he had not played at all last year. And people, remember, we had people hitting the text line like, Xavien Howard, could you be interested in that when you talk about depth? You had your own already person who you signed who ended up retiring. I don't know if you wanted to do it twice, but the Colts had that happen here. Xavien was talking about how last year not playing, he got very used to taking his kids to school, and that matters more than anything. I do respect the level of I guess, vision, for lack of a better term.
Self-awareness. Like, he's like, I miss my kids. I miss taking them to school. Miss being at home. The game is talking to me. You know what? I'm not going to wait and waste people's time and money. I'm out.
Yeah, kept seeing the back of that brother jersey every time a catch was made.
I'm out. Good for him.
They gave him a chance, too, man.
I mean, that's a good decision for him.
He's played all four games.
They gave him a chance.
Damn, he started all four games.
He's, and again, you talk about knowing yourself. He specifically said, quote, when he was asked about if his play has been up to snuff, he said, quote, not to my ability.
Yeah.
And so he's just like, look, man, I'm not good enough. The question I have, though, is do the Colts feel that way? Because now they need to turn to an undrafted rookie, Jonathan Edwards, the only one, mind you, that made their 53-man roster. He's going to start now at cornerback opposite Charvarius Ward.
I mean, is this one of those where you go, it can't be worse?
I don't think so. Because if it couldn't be worse, I feel like in those 4 weeks, decisions would have been made. Like, this wouldn't have been Xavien Howard's decision to make.
Yeah, but he's the veteran, et cetera. No, maybe the decision was being made, maybe. He said, I'm out.
Yeah, or maybe they say, hey, you know what, we want to put you on the bench.
Right, and says, you know what, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he said he's had a hell of a career, and he has, right? 29 interceptions.
He was all pro once, I think.
95 PBUs, yes, he was.
Yeah, we're trying to get him here.
Yeah.
Remember, I think it was a couple years ago, trying to get him here.
Mm-hmm. Right, but happy trails to him, and could this be something that hurts the Colts to some degree? I don't know. Maybe it
might make
them
better.
All right. Maybe depending on how the rookie Edwards comes through. All right. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between these and our Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. So we talked about Dylan Gabriel obviously becoming the starter for the Browns. It seems like that team will, even though he's facing off against a very difficult defense, it might go both ways, because then the Browns defense, the vaunted Browns defense right now, it seems like they're also going to face off against Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Because J.J. McCarthy does not seem like, I think he did not practice again, and it does not seem like, at least to me, that he's going to go come Sunday in London.
Look, it's the most difficult way you can start a career. you know, for Dylan Gabriel. He is starting quarterback number 41 for the Cleveland Browns since 1999. Number 41. That hadn't been that long.
I mean, 41 in 26, well, not full seasons, but 26 yeah. seasons thereabouts. Actually, no, it was, 26 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about the average of 2 to 3 quarterbacks a season.
Yeah, pretty much.
not quite. Yeah. Not quite, but, I mean, it's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a lot more. I mean, there's teams that have had literally exponentially fewer quarterbacks in that time span. And so
salute to the Green Bay Packers. Where they had like three quarterbacks.
Two or three.
Yeah.
In the past 50 years.
Although like to start a game. Because I mean that's what the metric is.
Game, not just quarterbacks that have played.
Right.
To
so
start a
you,
game.
You've had more that have started games for the Packers. But still, like ultimately it's just very, very different. Did you want to play the game? Because it seems like you want to play the game.
Well, I'm curious. Figgy, you got a lot of connections in Cleveland. And so I saw a list put together ranking the 40 quarterbacks that have started for the Cleveland Browns. Can you name the bottom 10, 30 through 40? How many do you think you can name? The worst quarterbacks to ever start a game for the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
Just say a name and I'll bet you there's a chance.
Kevin Hogan.
Kevin Hogan is number 36.
Okay, there you go. Ding. Give yourself a ding.
That's a pull. I thought he was an accountant.
Yeah, he actually started over there at NRG Stadium when the Browns played, to the point I was in the crowd and I heard somebody, I think it was a Texans fan, was like, man, this quarterback is bad. You kind of heard him whispering a little bit.
But there were four worse.
Is the Weed Man on here? Brandon Whedon?
Brandon Whedon. Okay, see, this is why I wanted to play this game.
How high does he rank?
Because you think he could be, like, you're going to say a name that you think could be.
He probably in the middle of the
bottom
pack.
Right. And that's what I was just wondering. Yeah. I'm trying to establish where bottom 10 starts.
Brandon Whedon is number 14.
Sheesh.
That's why, because I played this
Johnny
game.
Johnny Manziel at the bottom?
Johnny Manziel is.
Because he was bad in his, I think, if he did.
21.
21?
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to say a name.
So obviously, I'm just curious where Deshaun Watson ranks on this list for them.
Deshaun Watson ranks 20, right ahead of Manziel.
Sheesh. Yeah.
So I'm going to say a name. You tell me if he's in the top 10, middle 10, or bottom
10. Ooh, I like this better because I'm trying to think back to old boy with the shirt, with the jersey, with all the names, and I can't pull all of them.
I was about to say Charlie Fry.
Let's start with Charlie Fry. Where do you think he is?
He's probably towards the bottom. I would probably say in the 30s for sure. I would say 34.
I'm putting bottom.
16.
16.
All right, so I probably need to just, damn good. If you had any game where you looked decent. All right, go ahead.
Doug Peterson, where do you think he ranks?
Doug Peterson.
I forgot he played for them.
he was the starting quarterback for
the
Cleveland Browns.
I'm going to put him in the middle.
That got to be 30.
25.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. DeShone Kizer.
That's towards the bottom. That got to be about 37, 38.
28.
28?
Yeah, I wouldn't put him in the 30s.
They gave him one season.
Okay, I'm telling you.
3-4-6 comes in with Jake DeLome. I feel like Jake DeLome is probably much higher.
How about
than
this
you
one?
Think.
Kelly Holcomb.
Oh, that he might be top 10, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put him high.
6?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. He was all right.
Yeah. All right. So let me name another one here for you. Just say bottom 10, middle 10, or top 10. Ty Detmer.
Ooh, that's,
I can't even remember what Ty Detmer looks like there.
No, that he got to be in the 30s, right?
You think he's bottom?
He's number 30.
30, okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And
heard a number of bad things about him.
Bailey Zappi.
Oh, Zappi was not good for them. was not good for them.
Yeah, that
got to
be 40.
35.
There we go. Okay. There we go.
I'll give you a couple more. Spurgeon Wynn.
Not a real name. Ooh. You're making a fake name. I know a gotcha question when I hear one.
He might be 36.
Spurgeon Wynn.
That's not a real name. I refuse
to believe
it.
Started 2 games.
Not a real person.
Ranks number 40.
40.
He's the bottom of the barrel. He's the bottom of the barrel. Okay, last thing. Can you name any of the top 3 to ever start a game for the Browns?
Baker Mayfield.
Number 1.
He's number 1, yeah, of course.
Someone came in with Jeff Garcia, and I'm trying to remember what his like the older ones, I'm trying to remember what the tenure actually looked like.
Jeff Garcia is number 10.
Number 10?
Yeah.
I thought he would have been a little higher.
Yeah. You got one of the top 3. Number 2 all time, Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He actually made a Pro Bowl.
Yeah. And number 3.
It's just so hard to remember all the damn names.
Number 3, Tim Couch.
Ooh, that is
the original on the jersey. It starts with the Tim Couch and then
crazy.
Everything else.
He's the third best start.
Third best. Flacco is four.
Goodness gracious. They basing it off the season. He only played four games.
I was just fascinated by this. Cody Kessler?
Yeah, he would.
He's middle.
26?
Yeah, he's middle. I know me some Cody Kessler.
Thaddeus Lewis.
Thad Lewis.
Former Texan Thaddeus Lewis.
I remember him.
34.
What's 35 through 40?
35, Bailey Zappi. 36, Kevin Hogan. 37, Connor Shaw. 38, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. 39, Bruce.
Oh, DTR, that's right.
39, Bruce Gradkowski. And 40 is your friend, Spurgeon Wynn.
I still don't believe this
deal. Where's the guy that played here for Houston at one point?
Thaddeus Lewis.
Not Thaddeus Lewis. Yeah. Brian Hoyer. Yeah, he's
middle.
Might be top 10.
He's
got
to be middle.
Brian Hoyer is number. Oh, I'm scrolling up.
Is he higher?
I'm scrolling up.
He's top 10?
He might be top 10. Yeah.
He did have a nice little run. He
just number five. Brian Hoyer.
He just got hurt.
Yeah.
He got hurt. Yeah. And then that's when they had Johnny Manziel and all. And then it just went to crap.
God, this is a crappy.
That's sad, man.
This is a crappy. Jameis is number 13.
Based off of that Denver Broncos game alone.
Seneca Wallace.
I enjoy me some Seneca Wallace.
He was going in Madden.
Nick Mullins.
You were enjoying this way too much.
I am loving it because I was just like, this is amazing that they've had so many bad quarterbacks. So many. Jeff Driscoll. Good Lord.
You're just reading a list.
Austin Davis.
You are so enamored with this. We're just playing a game that I like to call reading. Yeah. Like, that is all that's happening right now. Yeah. There. All right. And then, when it comes down to, real quick before we go here, A.J. Brown, obviously we know the tweet that he sent, talking about the offense, whatever. He said that the post wasn't about the Eagles or Jalen Hurts.
Stay tuned for 1240.
Ah!
That is a buy or sell.
By the way, the post, it was a quote from the Bible. Mm-hmm. If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw, don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way. A.J., you don't got a lie to kick it, dog.
Okay, I think that's a tease.
We agree with you, buddy. Like, we agree.
That's a red flag, too. Yeah. Somebody throw out a Bible verse.
Quoting Bible verses at you.
Man.
Really? That's a red flag?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
There you go.
Maybe.
All right, that's a little bit of Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Somebody wants. See, this is the thing. We enjoyed doing this, but now people want to know, but where is Brady Quinn on this list?
I closed the file. Sorry.
Hey, Romeo.
Where was the list?
I think
Let
he was
know.
Eight. I think he was eight.
Romeo Crennel did not like Brady Quinn, man. He did not want to start him for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he just went off in the press like, Brady Quinn. Everybody want Brady Quinn.
Oh, boy. They stink. All right. Coming up next, let's talk to our main man, former NFL pass rusher, ND Kalu. Talk to him about these Texans. We'll do that next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, you are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Programming note, apparently, in the 2 o'clock hour, the drive will talk to tight end for your Houston Texans, Dalton Schultz.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that's something to keep an eye on today. But to keep an ear on right now is our weekly chat with my my fellow Nigerian-American. He played a defensive end for your Houston Texans, and he is a man of the community, a man who knows ball, and a man who joins us right now. His name is Andy Kalu. What's happening, brother?
Happy belated Nigerian Independence Day to everybody out there. It affects us all. So how are y'all doing? A great day to be a Texan.
How do you celebrate?
Fufu and a goosey until you throw up.
That's right. I was like, you celebrate by eating the same food you eat all the damn time. That's how you do it.
Exactly.
Just maybe a little bit more. How about that?
Yeah.
I'll start by asking you a question we asked a little earlier in last hour of the show, which is, how frightened are you, or how fearful are you of Derrick Henry? Because I'm still gauging to some degree to what level I should be fearful of Derrick Henry in this year of our Lord 2025.
You know, 1 to 10, I'm going to say 7.5. And the reason it's so high for me, for the Houston Texans fans that have watched what he's done to us in the past, it's been amazing for the Derrick Henry fans out there. And he knows that the team's on his shoulders now. Without Lamar Jackson, then you talk about three of their top five players, both sides of the ball, potentially can be out. Matt Ibuike is not going to be playing. I think Derrick Henry is looking forward to the challenge of saying, you know what, let me show the Baltimore Raven fans what I can do, and let me put this team on my shoulders. And that makes me a little nervous. Not so much the big plays, Reggie, but if he gets going and starts picking up 5-6 yards a pop, that's when it could be a long day. And that's my biggest concern going into this game.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Hey, I want to start on the other side of the ball. We've talked a lot since you've been joining us about the offensive line, the offense, communication. Very open-ended question. What'd you see? What'd you see Sunday that maybe can give you a little hope from this Texans offense?
Mainly what I saw with the protection in the fourth quarter is what gives me hope. One play was embarrassing, and I know stuff happens, and even though they're pros, you can't expect them to be perfect. But that play where Jeffrey Simmons, the nose tackle for the Tennessee Titans, sacked C.J. Stroud, which might be the fastest sack in the history of the NFL. But when you look at what the offensive linemen were doing, it was all mental. You know, they weren't getting beat physically, blocking each other. I mean, it looked like the three stooges of the offensive line on that one play. Now, that was just one play, but in my opinion, that should never happen, especially when you're protecting a young stud like C.J. Stroud. So that was disappointing, but John, I will say this. If the offensive line and the entire offense, if they pick up where they left off towards the end of the fourth quarter, mid to end of the fourth quarter, things could get very interesting in a positive way for the Texans. Mm-hmm.
Now, Andy, I'm interested, like in those trenches, especially for an offense that seems like there's a lot more room for changes of play calls and alerts and stuff. Does that end up being like an additional challenge or, you know, problem for an offensive line when you have those, especially on the road in a place like Baltimore?
When you have what?
When you have an offense that relies a little bit more on alerts and checks, seemingly, like it feels like this offense might.
Oh, especially on the road. Yeah, good question. You know, and that's any road, not just Baltimore. If you have a smart crowd, your away opponent, if they're smart, they know when to get loud so you can't hear those alerts and checks. I remember being in my stands many a times, and I heard the quarterback trying to make alerts, but the rest of the offense didn't hear him because the crowd was so loud there in Houston, and they had to go either call a timeout or just kind of kill the audible because everyone on the field didn't hear it, excuse me, and that definitely hurts the offense. So the thing about that, though, you have to have a smart offense where everyone's on the same page. I remember playing against the New England Patriots, and Tom Brady will make checks, but he would barely speak because the entire offense knew, okay, well, by looking at this defense, the personnel, where they're lined up, this is what the check is going to be. And it's an awesome sight to see when you have 11 guys on the same page.
What about run game, Woody Marks versus Nick Chubb? How would you play that now?
Man, I love what the young buck is doing for the Houston Texans offense. I mean, look, just a spark. And when you look at where he was drafted, and if you look across the league, you get a lot of productive backs in that round where he was taken. So it's not that big of a surprise. And he's young. To me, with running backs, you want the young, fresh legs. I love the 1-2 punch now moving forward with Woody Marks being your first option and Nick Chubb being a compliment back. And that's a hell of a compliment back in Nick Chubb. And with Woody Marks, where I'm getting more comfortable, we all know he can run. We all know he can catch out of the backfield. But we saw some pass protection plays where he looked like a vet. He knew who to pick up. And that's typically where coaches are afraid to play young guys at the running back position, is because of the pass protection. And he showed right there that, no, he can handle that as well.
Wait, I do want to ask you this. We're talking to Andy Kalu here in the loop. Do people get a little bit of guff on the defensive side when, if you do get pancaked like Quentin Demps did by Woody Marks? Like, do you go back to the sideline, or is it in the huddle at some point, and do you get a little guff like that?
Oh, 100%. It's definitely the worst part, and I guarantee, and I always try to say I don't want to get into players' heads because we all think differently, but I'm going to get into Diggs' head. I guarantee when he was laying on his back, he was thinking to himself, man, this is going to look horrible on film. Because you're watching it with all of your teammates, your brothers, you know, the guys that you care most about impressing. And when that play comes up on film, yeah, you're going to feel bad. And obviously, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if someone took a screenshot of that and put it in his locker.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average.
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, shout out to Woody Marks, Player of the Week, for making that happen. I did want to ask you this, though, because we're watching the injury report, and we're all like, ooh, these are advantageous opportunities for this Texans team to take advantage of. But we don't get to sit in the locker room, and we're not thinking about the game planning aspect of it. Is there anything that could possibly be like an unintended consequence or something that we would be missing from all these injuries that would make it maybe a little bit more difficult to handle the Ravens this week?
Well, what makes me nervous is the injuries, what everyone is saying, and John Harbaugh as a coach. And what I mean by that is the media saying, oh, man, this guy's injured. This guy's injured. The Baltimore Ravens don't have a chance. I know John Harbaugh. I know he likes to get in the head of his players in a positive way, and he's very successful in doing that. I guarantee all week, whoever the backup is, next man up, John Harbaugh is telling them, hey, man, look, they don't think you can get the job done. Hey, man, look, everyone thinks that this game is over because you're starting in front of Matt Ibuike, or Marlon Humphrey is out, so his backup, John Harbaugh, is getting in his head and saying, man, look what the media is saying, that we're going to lose to the Texans. So my point is, you're going to have a hype team, the Baltimore Ravens. You're going to have second string guys, and everybody in the NFL believes that they should be a starter, trying to prove that they should be starters, and there's going to be that extra oomph. Just watch. Just watch a kickoff. Watch during the first series. You're going to see a very spirited Baltimore Raven team at home, and the last thing you want are those backups to get that momentum, to get that confidence. Like, see, I told you I should be starting and go out there and ball out.
I'm curious about if you can just take us to the practice field and the meeting rooms and such, because we've had conflicting reports on Lamar Jackson, obviously the most important injury in this game. One report was, oh, he's not going to play. Then the Ravens sort of leaked, it seems like, well, he's day-to-day and expected to play, et cetera. How does that cut into the practice time, or are the Texans, are they kind of thinking along the same lines? That is there a risk there? Like, we don't expect him to play. How does that play out?
Let me tell you why that's a great question, because it truly affects your how you practice and how you approach the week. And you only have so much time. And if you ask any coach, especially coordinators, there's never enough time during the week to prepare for the offense. So when his backup is Cooper Rush, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So Cooper Rush and Lamar Jackson, here's my statement of the week. They're two different kind of quarterbacks, and Captain Obvious statement of the week, I should say. They're two entirely different kind of offenses and quarterbacks. So you have to prepare for both now. So when you're hearing reports that Lamar Jackson might play, then you still have to watch film of Lamar Jackson. You still have to get that scout team wide receiver to line up under center during practice so he can mimic Lamar Jackson. And then you also have to watch film on Cooper Rush and check out his tendencies and be prepared to play somebody who's more of a traditional quarterback. So, yeah, that's a big deal as far as preparation, because you can't focus just on one person. And that's why the other team does it. That's why even if they know, if John Harbaugh and the rest of his staff know Lamar Jackson isn't playing, yeah, they want to put it out there. He might play. So good luck getting ready for both of them.
Yeah.
Hey, ND, at the risk of continuing to nitpick a defense that literally is the best scoring defense in the league, it feels like when they blitz, they're less effective. Are you seeing that? And if so, why might that be?
Yeah, you know, I'm not seeing that. Come on, Reggie, man. Just tell them good job. Just pat them on the back and say good job. See, that's the Nigerian parent in you right there. I know you're not a parent yet, but that's the Nigerian. That's like when I came home and I was so excited because I got a 92 on a test. Yep. And my dad was like, why didn't you get a 97? Why didn't you get a 100? Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. I had to cheat hard enough to get this 92.
I know you got all A's, but one of them is an A minus.
Yeah, A, B, honor roll. Why not all A's?
Exactly. So, but that's what you're supposed to do in your seat. You're supposed to, you don't want to get comfortable and you don't want to kick your feet up and say, we've arrived as a defense. I have not noticed the difference, and I'll look out for that. But if I'm going to be totally honest, I haven't noticed a difference on success when they blitz versus when they just allow a four-man rush. So I would definitely keep an eye out on that.
All right, Andy, we appreciate you giving us some time. I hope that you get plenty of Jollof rice in celebration of the week. And looking forward to talking to you next week after a victory.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all keep up the great work.
Appreciate you. There he goes. Andy Kalu joins us every week right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. We'll revisit that blitz thing because I do feel bad. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, man,
the
defense looks really, really good. The defense looks really good. But there is one quirk that I'm still like, huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll get into what's popping, including this baseball, man. Like, seems like Aaron Boone really did make a mistake now, didn't he? We'll talk about that and a little bit of Rockets next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Once more, I want to remind you that one Joe Quavius Woody Marks is your Rookie of the Week in the NFL for Week 4 for his fantastic performance versus the Tennessee Titans. Salute to Woody Marks, who seems like, I mean, he's getting a lot of love from the media outside of Houston as, hey, he needs to be running back one. And it feels like a lot of people also within the building even have that same feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just wanted to, once more, 69 yards of rushing, 17 carries, and a touchdown with some in the air as well. Shout out to Woody Marks for getting that accolade. And I want to remind you that programming note, Dalton Schultz will be on with the fellas of the Drive in the 2 o'clock hour. And they'll be broadcasting from the Buffalo Wild Wings on Washington Ave for this Thirsty Thursday. All that is in play. So one of the things that's popping, postseason baseball is going on. It's still fun to watch.
It
I'm
is.
Sorry.
It just is. It's a tradition, man. It is.
It has been. And were you happy about the result of the Yankees, Boston Red Sox, where the Yankees were able to claw one back in this?
I don't know if happy. Is happy? I wouldn't say happy, but I was intrigued, and it was certainly cool to watch Jazz Chisholm go nuts. And
after not playing the night before?
Just incredible game-saving defensive stop, which, by the way, the third base coach for the Red Sox is catching a lot of grief for not sending the runner home on that play because Chisholm dove to his right. He was way back in the hole and almost behind second base. I don't think it was that bad a call to hold him. I really don't. I get now in retrospect, Chisholm would have, I think he would have nailed him if you just kind of, you know, watched the video and all that stuff. But Chisholm was incredible, and it's a winner take all now, man.
I see you on the 713 here on the text line saying go Guards. Guardians got a victory 6-1. Are you also in that same vein where you're like rooting for the Guardians over the Tigers
100%.
In the off chance that could free up AJ Hinch?
Not even for that reason. I'm just kind of rooting for the story here, the underdogs, all that stuff. No, I thought that was cool. You can't kill them, man. You can't kill those Guardians right now.
Yeah. I'm kind of rooting for them just because I felt like the story won't be as historic with them coming back, winning the division,
and then losing ousted, yeah.
by the same person. So I kind of want them to, I don't think they're going to go far. Their offense is not the best, but they just been hot.
Yeah, they in the wild card series debuting cats. Like, that just doesn't feel like.
That was nuts.
That was a hell of a debut, too. He dropped the ball in the outfield.
Right, yeah.
In the first inning, I want to say.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so that also happened. You had Padres getting a victory over the Cubs. Like, we got a number of tied series. The only one that finished up was, of course, Lopez's Los Angeles Dodgers beating up the Reds.
And now Dodgers!
People are going to start believing you. I think they already have.
But
No.
The problem is, like, the Dodgers are just so much better.
They're
than
good,
the Reds had, what, 2-0 lead?
Yeah.
And it was just like, this is inevitable. It felt like it as I was watching.
The Reds
it.
Were gifted a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I think it was a hit by pitch, and then an error, and then an RBI single. By the 21-year-old, the kid that they just called up, the Reds just called up, and then the Dodgers are like, that's cool.
Yeah, Dodgers might win it all again,
They just might. They really do look
I don't
like,
see nobody else that dominant.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least when it comes to the wild card teams, like, they're clearly the team that had to play in the wild card series that looks the best. Everybody else is like, all right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. they look like, oh, yeah, no, they should not be in this level.
Man, they number eight and nine hitters are hitting home runs, man. Man, it look like an all-star team.
And the other thing, the Padres are just kind of, nobody's paying attention, just taking care of business, just moving along. And the Padres are damn good.
And the Padres have an interesting path because I know it's wrong to just view this flatly like this. I've said it before on this program. Central Division's just, my eyes glaze over. I refuse to believe in the Brewers. I should.
Yeah.
They were a good baseball team. Very, very good baseball team this year. I just feel like, oh, the Padres can get out there and get them. The Dodgers are going to get the Phillies, mind you. They start on Saturday, their series. And the only reason I bring this up is, why was I seeing like video and coverage of the Phillies? In fact, the Phillies inner squad game that they had, a little scrimmage that they had, obviously, to keep themselves fresh before they get to the divisional series. I was like, wait, since when have we done this? Is this a thing?
It is a thing. What is a new thing is opening them to the public. I remember going to I was telling you guys during the break and during their mid-90s run. I remember, you know, they opened the press box and you can get interviews afterward and they would have scrimmages. So the scrimmages themselves are not a new thing, but opening them to the public are. I thought it was fascinating. The Mariners did the same thing. And Ichiro Suzuki at 51 years old was playing right field.
Of course. I will believe that Ichiro Suzuki can play baseball up until he's
80.
Near that. I was going to say 70, but I was like, I might be down the man.
That guy's a physical, you talk about Derrick Henry, in a different way, that guy's a physical freak. Just an absolute freak.
He can still play.
He was launching bullets from the outfield, man.
That's incredible. Yeah. Somebody, Ken on the YouTube asked the question, who do you not want to see as a World Series matchup? I think just because I could see the narrative and I don't want it, I don't think it's really going to happen, but Red Sox Cubs. Keep that away from me and my family.
How about Yankees Red Sox? Yankees Dodgers.
I don't want to see that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably don't want to see that.
I want
to, but I would love to laugh at the Yankees doing like little league defensive stuff on a huge, stage.
I would like to see I would like to see the Padres get back there.
Yeah.
Like it's been a minute since they got to a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the Phillies here.
I think I like the Brewers.
I'm tired of the Phillies.
Fair enough.
The Brewers are, again, speaking of quietly just doing their thing, nobody's paying attention, and they're really good.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Really good. I don't want to see. I'm tired of Philly. Period. Yeah. The Eagles. Like I don't need to see them in the Super Bowl again.
The teams that I am really straight up hating, obviously the Yankees. And then the Mariners. I just don't want. I don't want to have to deal with that.
Yeah,
I really and truly don't.
Brewers Mariners would move the needle, huh?
Yeah, I bet. I was about to call him Selig. Jesus. I bet Manfred doesn't want to see that at all. So yeah, that's we have three baseball games going today. Obviously, Thursday night football is going as well. That could catch your attention. Somebody said from the 8-2. How of all people, Reg, did you not mention preseason hoops kicking off this weekend? I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. Not there yet.
How you not there yet? You was all in on summer league.
He's lying.
He was in on summer league.
He was watching the.
I mean, there was
Eurobasket. He was giving.
I wasn't watching.
You were giving us reports on Euro.
I don't have that. that capacity. But yeah,
he was scouting Shingun.
Yeah, he was.
The game that's happening today, actually, it's happening right now. Preseason basketball wise, Sixers Knicks. Don't really care about.
What did we just say?
I don't care about that preseason. Well, I was a text. I'm just speaking to. I'm answering a question. I don't have reason to care about that game right now.
I get that, but he has it open on his laptop.
Well, I just pulled it up.
Oh, okay.
Well, you thought I had that?
Yes.
No, I'm pulling it up to let you know.
The game
that's happening today, I don't have reason to care about. And then the game that's happening tomorrow is Pelicans versus Melbourne United. Yeah, I mean, obviously, when the Rockets get their first one going, was that on the 6th next week?
Who's Melbourne United's best player?
I have no idea. You believe in me way more than I do because I have no earthly idea. But yeah, when they get going, I'll absolutely be all in on that because there's some things to see on how they want to operate, especially when you consider the reporting that came from yesterday that the Houston Rockets, with the Rockets, Dorian Finney-Smith won't be ready for the start of the season. Which I think we kind of should have expected the injury that surgery that he had that he's working on and working through will not allow him to start the season. I the only reason why this kind of, you know, throws me a little bit, obviously he's working on coming back from that ankle surgery, is I was hoping that he could be the defensive voice we talked about. He said that he talks a lot on defense. I was hoping that he could be kind of an organizing voice defensively, and obviously he still has an opportunity to, But I don't know. I would like him to be able to start the season for them to find that foundation early.
Right.
Because that's going to be important to what this identity of the team is.
In all seriousness, of the Rockets sort of injury news that was reported yesterday, that one obviously is the headline grabber. But this one sort of made me raise an eyebrow. Udoka said that both Steven Adams and Tari Eason won't be playing in back-to-back games to start the year. And I'm like, ooh.
That was kind of how they played it last year. Steven Adams gave a little bit of idea, especially with him being further away from his surgery, that he's feeling a little bit better. Maybe that'll ease up at some point. And that's probably just cautious, being caution. Tari Eason one is the one. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. It feels like this is a big year for him. Mm-hmm. As much as maybe you could even look at Steven Adams, this is kind of a six man doing the double big when you do.
Yeah.
Tari Eason is going to matter a good amount.
Yeah.
But it is worth noting, shout out to Daniel Lerner making this point, the first set of back-to-back games that the Rockets has isn't until December 6th and 5th and 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you'll have a whole month where you won't have back-to-back games for that to be a problem for them. Yeah. So they'll still be able to find a level of groove. But it'll be interesting to see how long. Because, I mean, for him to say that and that being a month out, like, this isn't just we'll see how they feel and then we'll determine that. This is a organizational decision to try and keep those guys fresh.
So he probably won't play back-to-backs until maybe close to playoff time.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, certainly after the break.
Or towards the end of the season.
Certainly after the break, yeah.
Yeah, that I'm very intrigued. Somebody said, do you not know who we are defensively? This is a defensive culture. No, I know, but like still, when any defense, and Lopez, I think you can attest to this.
Mm-hmm.
You need conversation. You need that connectivity
on the back line,
and that happens with talking on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm still just, and that doesn't mean that Dorian Finney-Smith can't be, or rather that he has to be the guy that is an organizational voice. But we know that Fred was valuable in that way. Many players on this team talked about it. I'm just intrigued to see who steps up in that role.
Yes.
I thought it'd be DFS. I do wonder in his stead. Is it possible that it could be Jabari? I think Alperen would be an interesting name to take up more of that mantle, but I'm interested to see how it comes together.
Mm-hmm.
I am also interested to see why the hell the Big Ten is doing this, John Lopez.
It just feels dirty.
What you might ask, listener, the Big Ten apparently is contemplating taking in $2 billion of private equity money in order to an extension of the grant of rights, which is something else. But like the idea of taking in private equity money just seems like such a bad idea, because the whole idea of private equity is I'm coming in, I'm investing, and hopefully I will get my investment out.
Mm-hmm.
College football ain't really made to be a revenue generating thing. And I don't understand how taking that money in, how does that help scale up college football to make more money and then pay off creditors? Like, that feels like a really stupid, to be completely honest, decision to try and make.
Well, and then even worse, even dumber is the Big Ten saying, oh, no, they're not going to affect our regular day-to-day business. We're still going to have control of all the decision-making. $2 billion? You put $2 billion into a conference and you're not going to have
an impact? Controlling something.
I'm controlling something.
I know people who want controlling answers and be able to make decisions in people's lives for loaning them like significant
$500.
Hey, I should be controlling something now just being a fan.
They said that. They put that out as a statement with a straight face, presumably.
As if we in America,
yes.
Like, even if you're not in a financial industry or anything, we in America have seen how private equity has run in a number of our favorite things and how it has changed things. Not saying inherently things go under always, but it does change the way things operate. And college football, just knowing the way that college football works, I don't see how you get $2 million in, what, you're gonna make, your
just because
locker room, we're gonna make the locker room
appreciate
better
it, man.
We're gonna make performance,
appreciate the donation.
Performance stuff gets better, we have NIL money. How does that help you make more money you're gonna pay off these
debts? I'm gonna be in somebody locker room in a suit.
Yeah, exactly. Here's $2 billion. Do with it what you want.
Well, that's the thing.
Come
like,
on, man.
I'm gonna have an office in somebody's stadium.
Like, even if it was like, okay, they weren't like nobody on the private equity side was pressing up on the Big Ten, you do this. Where is the money going to come back to pay back that $2 billion investment? Where the hell does that come from?
To me, the equity firm is not doing this for fun. You know, even if they do have a voice in things, they want a return on it.
I find that to be just like just such a weird story. And it's just because you got a big old check. When you see a $2 billion check, they're like, there's a reason we could take that, right? And what you should know is that not all money is good money. And this feels like really, really bad money.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, We've had 4 weeks to kind of figure out what our thoughts are on how sustainable this Texans offense is, right? But we heard from CJ Stroud and D'Amico, and it feels like they have some thoughts. Let's hear that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.